April 19th marks the 65th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, when the last residents of the Jewish ghetto rose up in an ultimately futile revolt against Nazi power. The ghetto was razed following the revolt, its residents killed. Today, these walls are all that remain of the compound as skyscrapers and westward-looking capitalism have taken its place. The walls still stand, thanks to the efforts of this man.
When the authorities wanted to tear down the wall, I told them that this wasn't a wall they could demolish. And I told them, if you do this, it means you're all anti-Semites. This wall has a history. People died here of hunger, and Poles on the other side threw food to them. And if they were caught by the Germans, it meant their deaths.
Mieczysław remembers, the war is his past. The 87-year-old now lives next to the wall. An amateur historian, for decades he struggled to preserve the ghetto remains, writing letters to politicians and repairing the crumbling wall.
It's because this is history. One day I'm going to die. But today, while I'm still alive, fighting, nobody seems to care. Just think about when I'm gone. I've been waging this battle for 30 years. We could have built a pyramid by now. That's history. And a nation without history, whether it's good or bad, will after a time cease to be a nation.
Mieczysław is not Jewish and never lived in the ghetto. But the pain, hunger, and fear endured there hit close to home. After the war, he spent 3 years as a POW in a Soviet gulag. Another prison, painful to remember, but impossible to forget. For Discovery News, I'm James Williams.